Matthew 16, verse 1 to 12. The Pharisees also with the Sadducees came, and tempting desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven. He answered and said unto them, When it is evening, ye say, It will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, It will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. O ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but can ye not discern the signs of the times? A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given unto it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas. And he left them and departed. And when his disciples were come to the other side, they had forgotten to take bread. Then Jesus said unto them, Take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, It is because we have taken no bread. Which when Jesus perceived, he said unto them, O ye of little faith, why reason ye among yourselves because ye have brought no bread? Do ye not yet understand, neither remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000, and how many baskets ye took up? Neither the 7 loaves of the 4,000, and how many baskets ye took up? How is it that ye do not understand that I spake it not to you concerning bread, that ye should beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees? Then understood they how that he bade them not beware of the leaven of bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. Let's ask the Lord to help us with this message this evening. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this time that we have together in your word. Lord, I pray that you bless the words of my mouth, Lord, that they might reach the people who are here tonight to hear from you, Father, and that you would reveal your truths unto us, and that they would be obeyed, Lord, that we would follow in them and grow by them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The passage that we have here tonight has a great deal to ponder over. There is a lot of cross-referencing needed if we are to understand the context, and I shall do my best to make sure the intent of the text is clear. During my study, I came across this particular passage, and the Lord has put it on my heart to preach on it, since it was also relevant to some other points of study on which I was meditating. It is on the face, this passage, a description of an incident which the Lord Jesus used to illustrate an important point. At times, if we are not paying proper attention during our Bible reading, we miss truths that can only be discerned, drawn out of the text through careful study. The Word of God is not meant to be read casually. We are told to meditate on it. You will find there is nothing trivial in Scripture if you pay attention. That's partly what this evening's reading is about, paying attention. So with that caution, we'll look first at verses 1 to 4 of our opening text. The religious Jews here attempted to sabotage Christ, as usual, and our Lord used this opportunity to rebuke them and expose a particularly damning error they were prone to, for both the disciples to see and ultimately for our benefit as well. In the Gospel of Mark, this same group, this incident, this group of naysayers also included the Herodians. So the whole cadre of God's opposers in the land were represented here in this incident. They were all present. And they all shared the same error of judgment, the same leaven or false doctrine. That error was a focus on earthly things. On earthly things. This is revealed by their seeking after signs, their preoccupation with what was only perceived by the senses. The saying, red sky at night, shepherd's delight. Red sky at morning, shepherd's warning, is clearly a paraphrase of what the Lord is describing, right? It's common knowledge to anyone whose eyes to see. Jesus is stating by this, however, that the earthly focus these men have, these Pharisees and Sadducees and so on, allows them to recognize weather signs, yet they fail to see that which is spiritual, making any spiritual signs the Lord performed practically invisible to their darkened hearts, as 1 Corinthians 2 affirms. If you'll turn with me there now to verses 12 to 4, that's 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 12 to 14. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. It's no coincidence that seeking after signs, whilst neglecting God's spoken truth, his written word, is characteristic also of the end times apostasy we see today. Charismatic and Pentecostal churches expect, demand signs as the only confirmation of the working of the Holy Spirit. I've got a story to relate to you from the church that we came out of. The so-called pastor and the leadership there made a short missions trip over to Tanna Island in Vanuatu, ostensibly for the purpose of spreading God's word. And there was a man there who was steeped in the superstitions of the land, who had a paralyzed hand. And as the pastor was relaying the story, he spoke of their fervent prayer to the Holy Spirit to help this man's hand become functional again. They prayed desperately for this man to be able to be healed in order to demonstrate that the Holy Spirit was working in them, that he was present there as they spoke God's truth, apparently. Now, if anything strikes you as desperate and unbelieving about that, then you clearly have God's word in you, because that's not how missionaries are supposed to go about their business. So back to our text in Matthew chapter 16. The Lord instead promises the apostate Jews the sign of Jonas, which is not just 3 days in the belly of the fish, or in the Lord's case, 3 days in the earth. But if we consider that Jonah walked 3 days to preach to the people of Nineveh, they had no idea he'd been swallowed by a sea creature, unless he had told them that. No one from Nineveh had witnessed this thing. The sign of Jonah really meant that the people repented simply at the preaching of God's word. They took it on faith alone, which is really what the parable of the rich man and Lazarus is about. We all know that one. We don't have time to go through that one this evening, but if you read it, you'll see that's exactly what the Lord is saying, that all we need is the preaching of God's word to believe. What did the Lord say to doubting Thomas in John 20:29? He said, "Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed." Seeing is not always believing. Amen. Moving on in our text, and I'll read verses 5 to 12 again. "And when his disciples were come to the other side, they had forgotten to take bread. Then Jesus said unto them, Take heed, and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, It is because we have taken no bread. Which when Jesus perceived, he said unto them, O ye of little faith, why reason ye among yourselves, because ye have brought no bread? Do ye not yet understand, neither remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000, and how many baskets ye took up? Neither the 7 loaves of the 4,000, and how many baskets ye took up? How is it that ye do not understand that I spake it not to you concerning bread, that ye should beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees? Then understood they how that he bade them not beware of the leaven of bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and Sadducees." Jesus says, beware of this leaven of the Pharisees, Sadducees, and Herodians, this preoccupation with the material, the earthly, the externally visible, which is wrapped up in all of their hypocrisy and legalism and covetousness. You disciples, you're worrying about bread is that same error, right, is what he's saying, minding the earthly. It's a failure to obey Jesus' teaching in Matthew 6, verses 31 to 33, if you'll turn with me back a few chapters there. Matthew 6, 31 to 33. "Therefore take no thought, saying, What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." God had already demonstrated he would meet all of their needs by faith when Jesus, who is the bread of life, after all, fed the multitudes on two occasions with plenty to spare. Jesus is reminding the disciples of this in verses 9 to 10 of our scripture tonight. Two occasions, and one of them had only just happened in the previous chapter. So this was immediately afterwards, and yet they needed reminding. But they were learning, that's the point. And the Pharisees and Sadducees, however, had already hardened their hearts to the many abundant previous miracles God had done amongst them, and they had missed ample opportunity to repent and be saved. O ye of little faith, said our Lord to the disciples, but of some faith, of course. He said this, O ye of little faith, to Peter too, remember, when that apostle sunk beneath the waves, simply from taking his mind off the Lord and focusing on the earthly. Let us remember then to mind the things of the Lord, to enjoy security in him. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your word, which reveals all spiritual things to us. Thank you, Lord, that by your Holy Spirit we have access to it and we can understand it. Lord, and we know that all the things that we can see, that we can apprehend with our senses, are only temporary, Father, and they will all pass away, Lord. But your word will never pass away. So, Father, we pray that it is deep within us, that we are enriched by it, Lord, and saturated by it, and that we walk in it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.